Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Well, we can possibly move on or improve or go one better on day three from what we saw on day two. Could we? Well, not even Spider Cam stopping play, the worst innings in the history of Ross Taylor's 100-plus test matches. Could we come close to the dizzying highs of day two in Mumbai? In the second test match between India and New Zealand. Not even when a keeper threw to a keeper to run out a keeper. That really, the three highlights from a day's play, which saw some gnashing of teeth, grinding of or biting of nails, and wondering just why Virat Kohli was still out there. India are as India were. They're going to win this test match. They are miles ahead of New Zealand. A decent late order partnership between Mitchell and Nichols has given New Zealand something to talk about and maybe delayed their flight back here to New Zealand. There's still 400 runs adrift or six sessions of batting away from saving a test match they're going to lose. But we're going to look back at all the action, and there was some action on day three here on Following On. So I'm John Norman. Alongside me for the next 15 minutes, so 20 minutes or so, is Abhishek Jhunjhunwala, former IPL India A cricketer, and Steve Harmison, former England fast bowler, Double Ashes winner. We've known the destiny of this test match and this test series ever since, really. New Zealand were bowled out for 62 yesterday, but despite the bleakness of the scorecard, it's still going to be a New Zealander who's going to be player of the match. And Ajaz Patel pretty much picked up where he left off yesterday. At one stage, we thought he might pick up another fifer. There was howls of disappointment when Ravindra picked up his first wicket in Test cricket, because we thought we might see something that has never, ever happened before. And that is a bowler take all 13 wickets, or because that's how many wickets had fallen at that stage, and nobody else take anything else. Nobody else take another wicket. That wasn't to happen. But once again, Ajaz Patel just showing what New Zealand possibly could have delivered if he had somebody else bowling alongside him, Abhishek. It was a continuation of a wonderful story. But let's also be honest. The wickets weren't celebrated with quite as much gusto today as they were yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, he again bowled beautifully. He bowled some magic deliveries as well. But yeah, at one point we were all expecting that India would declare before anybody else gets a wicket, because then that will be a record which won't be broken for a very, very long time. And at that point, I think he was on 12 or 13 wickets without anybody else picking up a wicket. But he came out today and bowled beautifully again, and made life difficult for the Indians. But again, it's not the same, because the second innings, there was not much there for the Indians. They were just out there for whatever reason, spending a bit of time in the middle, and I think they took too much time to declare as well. They batted for far too long than anybody else expected them to. But at the end of the day, it's good for the bowlers. They got a bit of time to bowl in this Indian conditions, mostly for Ravindra. Rachin Ravindra, he picked up his first ever test wicket, and he would cherish the wicket of Virat Kohli for the rest of his life. I don't know if he's ever going to get an opportunity to bowl to Virat Kohli again in test cricket. But yeah, he would have loved that moment, surely.
Yeah, I mean, Harmy, remember Brisbane 2006, of course you do. It was the test match that my hatred is a hard, hard word. Maybe that's not really suitable, but certainly. Go back to 2006, and I think Australia racked up 550 or something stupid. Ricky Ponting hit 196. And England were bowled out for 180. So Australia led on first innings by about 400, maybe about 380. And they batted again just to drive England into the dirt. And there's nothing I hate more in cricket. Well, again, that uses the word hate. And also there are things I dislike more about cricket. But irrelevant runs is really up there. And we saw a lot of irrelevant runs played today. But unlike Australia in 2006, Harmy, this wasn't about righting the wrongs of 2005 and grinding England into the dirt with four tests to come. This was just India wanting a little bit of batting practice ahead of the trip to South Africa, I think.
Yeah, I think it was. It was a little bit of a vanity project for Virat Kohli. He wanted a hit. He wanted Pujara to have a chance to keep his place in the side. The 2006 game that you remember, I remember with obviously bad memories, but it was all about 2005. It had nothing to do with, you know, Ricky Ponting wanted to show he had the best team. It was nothing about Ricky Ponting wanting to show he was the man. It was Ricky Ponting saying, we were still in the country when you went on that open bus trip. When you rammed our faces in the dirt, you know, you go back out there and you have another go. And your 15,000 Barmy Army supporters and watch you really, grind into the ground. Today, no, it wasn't that. It was just, for me, it was just about Virat. Virat wanted to have a bat. And that's why this game is where it is now, I think. If he had declared or even had followed on, I think the game would have been finished a long time ago by now. And has it done anything for India moving forward, going to South Africa? Not really. I don't think it has. But New Zealand are in a position now where I think New Zealand have done well on this tour, apart from a mad 28 overs. They can hold their heads up high. I think they've done very, very well on this tour so far. And showed again their fighting qualities at the end there with a good partnership between Daryl Mitchell and Henry Nicholls.
Yeah, Daryl Mitchell hitting 60 when New Zealand batted the second time around. They couldn't have done any worse than their first innings, although Ross Taylor tried. He did speak, Daryl Mitchell, following play. Let's hear what he had to say.
Yeah, look, I think the way Agarwal played in both innings for India, he put pressure on our spinners and he probably set the template for how, personally I wanted to try and go about taking on India's spinners today. And it's obviously disappointing to not still be out there and to kick on, but it was nice to get a partnership with and sort of set a platform.
Yeah, that was something which we mentioned up here in the comm box, that it was very similar to the Mayank Agarwal innings. What was it that you took out from his innings?
Yeah, look, it's a pretty challenging surface. There's balls definitely turning there with your name on it. So it's just about trying to find ways to put pressure back on the bowlers at certain times. And I guess stick within your strengths. And yeah, ultimately that was probably my downfall today. But it was nice to spend some time out in the middle.
As a batsman, when do you decide that I have to run at this batsman or play a sweep shot or a cut shot? When do you decide that?
I think you're constantly adapting to what the surface and what the opposition's trying to do to you. And that's the wonderful game of test cricket, is that they're constantly throwing things at you and you're doing the same thing back. And you just got to keep trying to do that for long periods of time and keep trying to win every small battle.
What was the chat when you started the second innings in the team?
Yeah, look, it's obviously a tough situation we're in. We've got another 2 days to bat now, and yeah, it was just about trying to go out, play our game, keep trying to sort of, yeah, put pressure back on their bowlers for as long as we can, and hopefully that will put us in a position come day five that we might be a chance. But yeah, obviously it is very challenging.
So that was Daryl Mitchell speaking following play. He hit 60. But India started the day 69 without loss, miles ahead, 332 runs ahead of New Zealand. They won't score 332 runs even now. Agarwal actually got on top of New Zealand early. There was a quite expensive few overs at the start before Patel was brought in, and he just dragged things back a little bit. Let's hear how that morning session played out on TalkSport 2.
Oh, that's down the leg side from Southey, and it's flicked away for four. That's a fine, fine shot from Mayank Agarwal.
From Tim Southey, I'm a bit surprised that he's carrying on bowling those bounces. Yes, we know that he's got a long break coming up, and he'll be sleeping on the plane as well when they take the plane.
Down the wicket comes Mayank Agarwal, and he's driven Ajaz Patel for six. That is such a fine shot. And it brings up his half century.
Well deserved, because he's batted absolutely beautifully. Good intent, good foot movement, execution of shot, first class.
He scooped this up in the air. He might be walking off the field anyway. He's come down the wicket and he's found long off. Out for 62. Ajaz Patel has 11 wickets in this match. Oh, and there's got to be a shout for LBW here. It's out. I actually thought that might be given not out on the field and they'd review it anyway. Pujara thinks he might have got some bat on it, or at least he's having a conversation. He's done the weakest review I've ever seen. I'm not even sure that counts as a review.
Pat first
by a mile, and I cannot see how that is missing anything. That just looks out to me, and it is missing. I cannot believe this. This is bouncing over the top. I would not have had any money at all on that. I wouldn't have even put Neil Manthorpe's money on that.
That's edged and caught at slip by Ross Taylor. Ajaz Patel has another wicket. Chhateshwar Pujara playing defensively. The ball spun, hit the outside edge, and only just carried to Ross Taylor.
So Agarwal dismissed for 62, Pujara for 47. The lead had stretched up another 73 runs past 400 at lunch, 142 for two. And we were all wondering when India would declare. I think the feeling was that they would declare in that session. I think Harmy thought they might go past T. But they went on and on and on. Kohli came in. He was fifth out with a score on 217. And really, it was getting a little bit ridiculous, wasn't it, Abhishek?
Yeah, it was. I mean, to carry on batting for that long, there was no real reason for it, because I think once they hit 400, we were thinking, yeah, that now is the time to declare. Yes, they wanted to have a bat. Enough batting was done from Mayank Agarwal and Chhateshwar Pujara, and there's nothing to achieve from this sort of an innings, really. I don't think when they go to South Africa, they're going to get any help because of this innings, and they're going to be informed because whatever runs they got in this match. So that was a bit ridiculous from the Indian side, if you ask me. But again, as you and Hami were discussing earlier, because maybe they just wanted to just tire the New Zealand batters out completely when they come out to bat in the second innings, probably one of the that was one of the strategy. But whatever it was just not the right way to go about it.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Yeah, it wasn't even as though. I mean, Shreyas Iyer came in and hit two quick sixes and then got out, which was a real shame because there was no impetus there. There's no attacking, real wild abandon shots at Axar Patel towards the end. He hit four sixes. But yes, on it went. And there was still narrative there. There was still interest, as you said earlier. Ravindra getting Kohli to chop on. That was his second test wicket. He picked up another, so three for him. Somerville, sadly, I'm not sure we'll ever see play test cricket again. You know, a toothless 59 runs coming from his 10 overs. I think he only bowled four maidens in the entire two test series. So, you know, that was a little bit chastening and disappointing for him. But in the end, Patel walked off 4 for 106 to go with the 10 wickets he picked up in first innings as well. The test best against India ever, which is incredible in itself, and just one behind Richard Hadley in terms of wickets taken in an innings. Let's hear how that session, the afternoon session, played out, which also sadly featured the wicket of Tom Latham just before the tea break.
He's got a wicket. He has ruined Ajaz Patel's incredible record. Rachin Ravindra has a wicket. This hit it off the toe of the bat straight to short cover, and it has been caught, and Shubman Gill is out. This is full, and it spins, and it goes quickly, and it beats the outside edge. Tom Blundell took the bails off and obviously appealed. You can just hear there. They're going to have a look at that. It didn't look like he dragged his foot to me at all. He is out stumped. Beautiful bowling by Ajaz Patel again, his 13th.
Here's Rachin Ravindra. Oh, he's got another wicket. Virat Kohli's played on. He's trying to chop it down to third man. Straight down the ground goes Udhidhiman Saha, and he's caught. Carl Jameson, all 6'7" of him. He wasn't on the boundary's edge. He was backpedalling. It's actually a very good catch. Ooh, chipped up towards Ajaz Patel, who takes the return catch. And it brings with it the declaration.
Ashwin, quicker. This is LBW. This is out. I've given this. The umpire has given this. Menon, Ashwin. I want to say it was a celebrity appeal, but he did turn around. But he turned around knowing the umpire was going to give it out. Latham has reviewed. That is hitting between middle and leg. That is out. Tom Latham is gone.
Oh, we've got a problem with Spider Cam. Spider Cam is slumped. It's slumped down. It's at mid on, short mid on, and it won't lift. Spider Cam won't lift. It's still there.
It is still there, and the players are walking off.
That's it.
The players are walking off the ground.
You're right. I thought they were walking back, and then it hasn't moved. So we're going to have an early tee,
yeah,
I assume.
Yeah.
Because of Spider Cam. Take a look overhead. Hey
there. There goes. And that's the beauty of test cricket, isn't it? Because suddenly it will click back into life. And we saw some ridiculous stuff. Spider Cam stopping play. Ross Taylor was one of the most... I mean, look, he's a nervy starter of a test innings, isn't he, Harmy? I mean, we know that. He likes to get... He's always been like this. But that was the most frenetic seven balls or however many... deliveries it lasted in innings I've ever seen. As Jared Kimber may mention, he didn't try and play a shot a ball, he was playing two shots a ball, and the stony silence that seemed to greet him as he made his way back to the dressing room told its own story. Behind this there was a backdrop of the Mumbai fans who were singing like football chants songs for the last 2 or 3 hours of play. And then you just had weird stuff like Bharat running out Tom Blundell, who went on the old KP Red Bull run, trying to get off the mark. Mm. And essentially you had the keeper throwing the ball to the keeper to run out the keeper. And it all got interesting again.
Yeah, you mentioned there that KP is somebody, a bit like the Ross Taylor, nervous starter. But whenever I watch Kevin bat from the dressing room or even 22 yards away, he had a plan of defence and a method of how he was going to be that with that nervous start. So, you know, he would either, you know, come down a wicket and just block one into the gap of extra cover or mid wicket and scamper down the other end and get off strike and then, you know, do it again at the next time. And, you know, I'd try and be as proactive on his feet, and light on his feet as he possibly could. Ross Taylor looked as though he just didn't have a plan. Ross Taylor, it was like an under 13 going out to bat. He didn't. And this is, it's frightening to say because of a guy who's played so many test matches and then been in so many pressurized situations. It was just like rabbit in the headlights stuff. And I just wonder, with this being the last test match of the series, Ross Taylor's had a long, long layoff of cricket, not playing any white ball stuff anymore. He was shunted from the T20 squad. Right at the last minute. Maybe this is the last time we see Ross Taylor, who's had a fantastic career for New Zealand.
Yeah, possibly. There isn't a test match in Hamilton this year, this New Zealand summer, which is where he's played his cricket for the Northern Districts. But I'd still be surprised. I know that he's in an interview I had with him last year. I know he's looking at the 2023 World Cup in India. But whether it's his last test, I don't know. They don't play a lot of test cricket during the summer here, so I think he's still got his eyes in. Abhishek, the Ross Taylor was one of five wickets to fall. I mean, Tom Blundell, he's had a poor tour. Taylor has as well. Latham and Young went cheaply today, but you know they've got their. They worked really hard in that first innings in the first test match. So they had a reasonable series. Latham taking the captaincy, of course. And Nichols, he needed a score. He could have been given out. Giant Yadav trapping him at LBW. Not for the first time, though. A bowler hasn't realised that a batsman has been out LBW. I think that's happened nearly as many times as a umpire's given a batsman out incorrectly leg before. But Daryl Mitchell overturning one when he was early on in his innings when he was on 27. But let's be honest, they're all footnotes, aren't they? It's India will be wrapping up victory at some point before lunch on day four. And then the next challenge is just a couple of weeks away, and that is over in South Africa.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a matter of time how quickly India can wrap up tomorrow morning when they turn up. And again, as you said, it's a very important innings for Henry Nichols as well because he was desperate for some runs. He hasn't really scored runs in this series. And scoring abroad, scoring overseas always gives you a lot of confidence as a player. And I'm sure if he can get a 50 tomorrow morning, that's going to give him a lot of confidence. And he could have been out if Umesh Yadav reviewed it. But we have seen that with Ejaz Patel as well. He's not reviewed two or three times. And every time, the batsmen were out. And for some reason, the umpire didn't give it out either. So, yeah, I'm sure they will look into it a bit deeply as well and try and get the reviews right. And Virat Kohli, he doesn't get many reviews right, does he? He just goes for everything. As long as the bowler is convinced Virat Kohli takes a review, I think he needs to work on his review. Because there will be moments in Test cricket where that one review can cost him the match. It hasn't happened so far, but that could happen in the future. It can happen in South Africa. So he's got to be a bit careful with those reviews as well.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Abhishek Jhunjhunwala and Steve Harmison will be back at 4 a.m. on Talk Sport 2 for the final day of the series with Henry Nichols and Rashan Ravindra. Plenty to play for individually, but you just got the feeling once one of those goes, then the bowler batsmen to come in are going to start swinging for the hills. It's been entertaining. It's been a little bit frustrating on day three, but overall, wow. It's been some incredible individual moments throughout this test match. There's been some humour and there's also been some excellent, excellent bowling from both sides. What promises to come tomorrow? Well, a comfortable India win, I'm sure. But, you know, the way that this series has gone, you wouldn't be surprised if there's still another notable moment or two. So hopefully you'll join us on TalkSport 2. If not, catch up with the following on podcast following day four. And then on Tuesday, the Cricket Collective returns with an Ashes preview. It gets underway on Wednesday evening. The cricket never stops. Thanks so much for listening to Following On.
Scooped is up in the air. He might be walking off the field anyway. He's come down the wicket and he's found long off. Out for 62. Ajaz Patel has 11 wickets in this match.
It's edged and caught at slip by Ross Taylor. Ajaz Patel has another wicket. Chhateshwar Pujara.
Ratchan Ravindra has a wicket. Miss hit it off the toe of the bat straight to short cover and it has been caught. And Shubman Gill is out. This is full and it spins and it goes quickly and it beats the outside edge. Tom Blundell took the bails off and obviously appealed. You can just hear there. They're going to have a look at that. It didn't look like he dragged his foot to me at all. He is out stumped. Beautiful bowling by Ajaz Patel again. His 13th.
Here's Ratchan Ravindra. Oh, he's got another wicket. Virat Kohli's played on. He's trying to chop it down to third man. Straight down the ground goes Ridhiman Saha and he's caught. Carl Jameson, all 6'7" of him. He wasn't on the boundary's edge. He was backpedalling. Ooh, chipped up towards Ajaz Patel, who takes the return catch. And it brings with it the declaration.
Ashwin, quicker. This is LBW. This is out. I've given this. The umpire has given this. Menon, R. Ashwin. I want to say it was a celebrity appeal, but he did turn around. But he turned around knowing the umpire was going to give it out. Latham has reviewed. That is hitting between middle and leg. That is out. Tom Latham is gone. Oh, and this might be out. He forgot to appeal. There's a celebrity appeal by India there. They're going to review that.
Just good on Will Young for standing there because he couldn't have got any more bat on. I mean, I called it. He's got a huge inside edge.
It hit his pad and then just popped up to Surikuma Yadav, who took an easy catch there. He walks outside off stump and he hoists this to the leg side, but it's a top edge and leg slip will come around and take the catch, and that looks like Chhateshwar Pujara to me. Ash and Taylor is running off the field. Talk about trying to catch a flight home. Dribbles away down the leg side for another four. And is that Daryl Mitchell's 50? And that is his 50. He scooped this up in the air, and he's going to be caught at dig cover. Would you believe it? I think he was just beaten in the flight there. He came down the wicket again, and the ball just wasn't where he wanted.
Oh, that could be a run out. Oh, I can't believe it. Tom Blundell's pushed it to mid-off, set off for the single. He's been sent back late by Henry Nichols, and New Zealand are trying to save a test match.
And that is stump here on day three at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. What needs to happen here is in 2 days, India needs to get five more wickets, or New Zealand somehow have to get themselves to 540 runs.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.